True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Robb.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here.
Your family name ain't the best in the Navy.
I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
I don't know if I'll be putting on this headset again.
All right. We are putting on our headsets again for another hour of radio broadcast here on 105.1, The Fan.
Only one more hour? We get to... leave at five, or
somebody said skedaddle.
No, we've got another one after this, and then another one after that.
Then
we're out of here.
Then we leave.
Now, tomorrow's a big show. Tomorrow we have Dan Lanning at four, and we have the NFL 2025 backup quarterback game.
Yes,
not.
Well, we actually have the start of the NFL season as well. So.
Yeah. Not to be outdone by the NFL 2025. Third string quarterback game.
Oh,
because there's a lot of third stringers.
There's a lot of third stringers this year.
Well,
I'd say more so than huge.
Yeah, I went through it today. It's we'll see.
I've watched a lot of unnecessary preseason football.
Now we are trusting that you won't look any of these up.
I never do.
Okay.
I just watch way too much preseason football.
Because if you guys don't know, Souk's job is on the line. He will be fired if he does not get the over-under.
Well, we get a slow roll because we get a game Thursday and we get a game Friday. We got Cowboys-Eagles tomorrow. And then from San Paolo, right? I think we got... I can't believe I just did Jason Swigard there and I tried to ethnic that up. We get Chiefs and Chargers on Friday.
You're canceled.
I know. Although Swag does it all the time. San Paolo.
Well, I think you
I
have
think
to...
Sao Paulo, isn't it?
I don't know. I think...
Oh, yeah, it's sow. It's sow. Not sand.
In order to do that, good I think call. You have to actually do it well.
Yeah,
and then you can get away with it. Yeah, now, if you're trying to do it and you fail,
no.
It sounds way worse. Because Swag does it because he's the PA guy at the Hops.
Yes, he does.
And
he puts a lot of flair behind those names.
And, you know, you get the guys with the Latin names, whatever, and he throws
he
flair behind
that
it.
That R, and he
And,
goes.
Dude, it's... Like, you and I could not do that.
No,
one
no,
of those got burned into my brain, and I saw this dude playing for the Diamondbacks the other day. I'm like, Jorge Barroso, why does that sound familiar? I'm like, I swear I've heard Swag say that guy's name, and I asked him, he's like, oh yeah, he's my favorite Hops name to say. Jorge Barroso!
he loves the Brazil. Like, he really puts some stank.
Yeah, see, it hurts when you do
I
it.
Know. I know. Believe me.
Barroso.
There is no one that has a worse American accent than me. Like, I speak very broken Spanish, and I'm trying to speak broken Japanese, and it just... Dude, my American accent is horrific. It's not good.
I think we need Swigard's top 10 Hillsborough Hops.
Yeah.
With
the ethnic flair.
The flair pronunciation.
Yeah. When we went out there for the July 4th game, and I've said many times, Swag does a really good job.
He does excellent.
He's great at it.
But man, he... You think he's bad when he's on the air. Wait till he's got a mic in front of him and broadcast into a crowd. That man leans into it.
Or maybe we should come up with a list of names.
And have him read
and
it?
And have him read those.
Yes.
And then play them.
Yeah. Well, you know Julio Rodriguez has to be, because you get both. He gets to put some on Julio and I would think yeah. Rodriguez is like an all-timer for him.
Okay, now.
Now.
Now. We're going to talk about college football.
Okay.
Games are too long. Or are they? Mm-hmm. There is disagreement on this.
Well, I want to say it was like 2 or 3 years ago, they did change the rules to make college games shorter.
Well, that's part of this.
So if you remember, before, I don't remember, it was 2022 or maybe 23, the last couple years, the college football, that used to stop every first down.
Yeah.
And that was like the most ridiculous thing in the world. And now it's a running clock on first downs.
Correct.
Same thing with like if you are forced out of bounds. It's same as the NFL until the last 2 minutes. Then it does stop on a first down. Now it doesn't do it in the NFL, but for the most part, it sticks with that. You can't have back-to-back timeouts. So they did address this. Penalties now at the end of the quarter are not untimed downs. They just get assessed to the next quarter. So they did try to address how long college football games were.
Funny you mention all that. Even with it, games are still longer.
Okay.
And no one knows why. That is next on The Fan. All right, coming up after the news, we will get into the NFL narratives about some of the teams and some of the things that are going to happen this season, because they're almost never right, Jace.
No.
They're just...
Well, there's always a couple teams. Like, you know who, for the most part, are going to be the elite teams, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, barring some sort of injury, you know the Bills, the Chiefs, the Eagles, but there's always a team or two that we jock that end up being terrible, and there's always a team like the Commanders that we don't see coming, or the Vikings last year, that end up being great. You do have a general idea of who's bad and who's good, but it's that middle, the middle section, because you usually get about a 50% turnover in playoff teams. That's the fun of the league.
The league is very unpredictable.
Yes.
And yes, you do know the elite teams, but every year,
more
than any other league, there are shockers.
Yes.
And we will challenge some of those narratives coming up. But college football games, are they too long? You know, someone texted and they said, college football season is so short and it's only a few hours each week. I don't think the games are too long. This is a question in search of a problem. Mm. And that very well may be. I mean, I think a lot of college football fans don't really care about the length of college games because they are on all day, you know, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yes.
And so you can, you know, if you're bored in one or one is taking too long or dragging on or you lose interest, you just go to another one.
Sure. I will say that the in-game experience to me, that's where I noticed to me that it's too long.
Well, it's an all-day affair.
It's an all-day affair.
But I think that goes with what this guy is saying.
You know what you're
doing. Is that that's what college football is to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's basically, it's just one day a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's funny is, so I found an article by Dennis Dodd in CBS Sports about college football game lengths. And he talks about how commissioners care more about plays per game than they do about the length of the game. Mm-hmm. And they do that for two reasons. One, they care more about plays per game because that decreases brain injuries, they think. And that's why they changed the rule to allow the clock to run after a first down.
Yeah.
Plays per game are down.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah.
But they also believe, the powers that be in college football believe that college football is sort of game length immune because fans are so rabid that they don't care. And that, I mean, if any sport has that, it would be college football. To me, as a viewer, and I love college football, I watched a lot of football on Saturday. Games were, one, starting way too long to start. Suddenly, they're not kicking off when they say they're supposed to kick off, and that's annoying. You have to sit through break after break, and they come back, and you're like, okay, now they're going to kick off, and then nope, another stupid preview segment. Which is annoying, but also I did think that they were. I'm just a fan. I think they take too long. I'm not sitting through 4 hour football games. It's really hard.
Yeah.
So the average football game in college is 3 hours and 27 minutes.
Okay.
So it's not four hours.
Do we know what the average NFL game is?
Less than that.
Okay.
The NFL. I don't know if you. I mean, you can just feel the NFL moving along a lot faster than that, right? Like, I mean, they have basically two windows in the game.
3 hours and 12 minutes.
Yeah, so they have two windows, and the games are generally from 10 a.m. to 1 and then 1 to 4.
Yeah.
College football does not have it. They are all over the board. Some of those games, like in other words, I can't remember what two games I started at the same time, but I was watching them both, and one of them was only in like the third quarter and the other one was almost done. Mm-hmm. It's just complete variance. Yes. And a lot of it is the officiating takes forever. In the NFL, it's much more buttoned up.
I will say yes. It feels like in college, the amount of times, and this is why going to games is the only time where it feels like a bit of a death march. I don't know about you, but when I'm at home, very rarely is there just one game. I'm a flipper because there are so many college games on. The moment you go to a 9-minute replay, I'm gonna go check out something that else is on, or I get up and I kind of wander around. But when I'm in the stadium and I go to maybe 3 college games a year, that's when I notice that it's like, oh my God.
Well, you have to wait through all the TV timeouts.
You sit there and it's just,
you don't have anything to do.
No, that's where it's brutal.
So plays per game are down.
Mm-hmm.
But games are still longer. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that everyone's going to say is, well, TV breaks are longer. Yeah. They are not. Yeah. Dennis Dodd did the math on this, and he said nothing has changed. TV break lengths have been the same for years.
Okay.
How are games longer? Because they are.
I think it goes down to the review and the pace, and there's just a lot of huddling up of the officials. That to me is the only thing I can think of. Because I was trying to think, obviously, incomplete passes stop it, and there is a lot of bad quarterback play, but I also think there's a lot of running. That's the only other thing I can think of is there really low percentage of in quarterback play and are guys skipping balls, because you see it all the time. If you watch a team that runs the ball really effectively, you can get through a game lickety-split. But if you get a team that throws it around a lot and they're running out of bounds, or it used to be when you would get first downs and the clock stopped, now that's not a deal. But that could be it. Inefficient offensive play might be another reason why the game takes longer. Is you're inefficient with it. And although you said the plays are down, because I was like, maybe the tempo of the game, so you're running more plays.
Plays per game have gone down.
But plays have gone down.
Thank God they changed the rule to allow the clock to run after a first down. My God.
I used to think that was the dumbest thing in the world.
Stupid.
I'll take a look and see how many plays in college versus how many plays in the NFL.
Well, look, I don't know if it's a huge problem. It is for some, but I don't like, if you compare it to NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. college football would be last on the list of games of products that need to speed up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fluid game, like the NBA, that needs to be 2 hours.
Yeah.
It really, and when they get reviews and timeouts and everything late in a game, it bogs it down so much. People, it's obnoxious.
Yeah.
So I would say that NBA is one. Major League Baseball has already addressed this, and they've done a great job with it, speeding up their games.
Yeah.
And then the NFL, I think, does about as good as you can for a game like football.
Don't get me started, because the worst of these, the biggest problem that I have in any sport, you mentioned, Major League Baseball, to me, has done a phenomenal job. The pitch clock, can we all agree the pitch clock is the best thing to happen
Absolutely.
In baseball in years?
Absolutely changed the game. There's so much more watchable now.
It's amazing. Live experience or watching on TV, I watch more baseball now than ever. I love it.
Before you get to your point, can I just jump in right there and
say that
is a lesson that even though you may not think college football games need to be shorter, look how much more enjoyable baseball is when play is more fluid and it moves faster.
Yeah.
When you just get to the next play faster. Look how much more enjoyable that is.
Yeah.
It keeps your attention for longer periods.
Yes.
College football, I think that people are underestimating how much more they would enjoy college football if it had that.
Yes. There is a,
because baseball, that's what happened.
The pace of college is so clunky. And this is, I kind of wanted to do a deeper dive into this. So I looked and they say the average NFL game is around 145 to 150 plays per game. And again, this obviously is varying on teams, and college football is so big because there's so many different teams. But the average college football game, it's 175 plays. So I do think there is an element to the NFL, you run clock, right? You're snapping it at 1 or 2 seconds. I think tempo in college football, even though there's reduction in plays of college from when it was, that's still more plays at a higher tempo. And I do think that leads to more incompletions, more inefficient offense. And I think that alone probably grinds it down. And also, there's way more penalties in college football than there is in the NFL. So you throw in penalties and then you throw in all the reviews. I mean, God, you give me one targeting review in college football, that adds 10 minutes to the effing game there.
Is it just training that the NFL officials take so much less time?
Imagine in the NFL, one, you have a much more efficient replay system and you're only having to monitor how many games at one time. Where in college football,
that's true.
It's so broad and there's so many. We don't have enough good NFL officials. Imagine how many officials have to be there in one weekend of college football games. I mean, how many Division I games did we have last week?
Well, but I mean,
it's a monumental task.
But even if you just have one game,
I'm
talking about
there's so
just
much better
the inefficiency of the officials in college to get to their decision and announce it faster and mark the ball and get out all their ducks in a row for that play. It is so much slower in college than the NFL.
Yes,
and I would imagine that's just training. Like the NFL officials are polished, they're sharper, they're better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But college guys are so slow. And then they re-huddle. And they're like, it's like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just that the NFL claims that they have a problem because their officials aren't full time. And now imagine that where no one in, I mean, you get guys that are working, you know, it's the definition of a side job for them. The NFL officials are 10 times better than college. So I think the number of plays, pace of play, the efficiencies of offense, penalties, and the officiating, I think that right there is, I don't think it's that hard to see that's why there's an extra 40 minutes or so being lumped into a college football game. And I also think it's why those games seem to drag on.
That's a lot of time.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know if that's a problem for college football, but it's a problem for some fans. One guy says a national championship game like 7 years ago was so painfully long. They were at a bar with all his friends. They left at halftime. It was just that long. Mm. And that's when, remember the whole Oregon thing with Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
This was a problem back then because the TV breaks are longer for the championship games and like the semifinal games or whatever,
it's brutal.
Or the bowl games.
And he thought it was an advantage to the other team.
Well, it was an advantage to the other team because the TV timeouts were so much longer. And that goes all the way. I mean, that goes back 20 years.
Yeah. And that was
it's still a thing.
It's
like
still a thing.
Those games,
they take longer.
The championship game, you get in the playoff.
Yep.
Because they make so much more money on those games take way longer because of TV breaks. But he's talking about regular season, Dennis Dodd. He said TV break lengths have not increased.
I just know that when I played, and now every game's on TV, but when I played and we would end up with like a primetime ESPN game or a Thursday night game, the stupid orange mitt that they bring out, those games were brutal. The amount of times that you were standing at the line of scrimmage watching the guy with the oven mitt, and you're like,
waiting.
Oh my God.
And that's the guy, for those who don't know, that's the guy that's waiting to signal when the TV break is over.
And we'd all be out of the huddle. We're just standing to the line of scrimmage like, can we just...
Everyone's ready to go except for the network, and they call that guy the red
like,
hat.
Oh, here we go.
He wears a red glove.
And that's
now.
Even as a player, I'm telling you, those games, they drag on. Sucks.
All right. Coming up next, sports news you can use on In the News. Here's Buck. All right, nice to have you along. It is September 3, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hi. Please be seated. Honk your horn if you're in traffic. Or
don't do that.
All rise.
Then someone else is gonna think that you're honking at them. And then someone flips you the bird. Next thing you know, it's not good. It's not good.
In the News is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is U.S. Bowling League Day.
Shout out to all you bowlers out there.
Have you ever been in a bowling league?
In college. I was a good bowler in college, but I haven't.
Do you do the spin thing? Like you can actually spin the ball?
Yeah.
Like Swigard does?
I am a one time, although I lost in a very controversial, I was close to being a two time intramural bowling champion at Brigham Young University.
Oh, yeah? I remember taking bowling class. I thought it was so cool that you could get credit for going bowling.
Yeah. Like I took all those. You know, you would always schedule one of those right before practice. So you could kind of just...
Practice.
Yeah, practice. But I got called for a foul, which to this day I don't think
What's the foul? Did you cross the line?
You crossed the line. And I don't believe I crossed the line.
Who called it?
I don't know. Whoever the league, whatever, like the... It wasn't even like a real teacher.
Over
it was like
the
a
line!
Student. You know, teacher, the guy that was running the class.
Now, is he sitting there on the line watching, or was he reviewing tape, or like
what? He's just back there, and he said I crossed the line, and that cost me
Well, can you see from behind you?
This is a nom-souk. There are rules.
Yeah.
I got Lebowski'd. It was a controversial decision. It cost me my my second intramural BYU championship. Yeah, I was a good bowler back. I think Swag actually bowls in a league.
Bowl's a good bowl's a good swagger. Swag's a good bowler. He is, yeah. I've seen him bowl.
Yeah.
He's got that nice, you know, the bowler form.
Yeah, you throw the hook.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Who do you think you are? I am! I have my own ball and stuff. Very rarely do I actually go out and do it. That might be something as I get older. I could see myself, like, in my 60s.
Being a bowler?
Like, going back and, like, you know. Because some of, like, the jiu-jitsu combat stuff eventually is going to get too much. And, you know, golf is fun. But, you know, it rains, you know, in the winter. I could see myself as an old-timer smoking some menthols out there with a high life and throwing some rocks.
It's probably good community for some people. And, you know, it's not going to... You're not going to get hurt, are you?
No.
Yeah. And it's mainly a drinking exercise.
You can drink and smoke while doing it, which is the key to any great activity.
Those holes in the ball are kind of gross, but...
That's why you get your own ball.
It is also National Baby Back Ribs Day.
Oh, now we're talking. Oh, yeah. Baby back. Ribs, controversial, because I know like this isn't like a popular opinion. Ribs are the best barbecue food. I know everyone loves brisket and all that. Just...
You're a rib guy?
I'm a rib guy. If I go to a barbecue place, everyone's always trying to shove the pulled pork or the brisket on me. No, just give me the ribs, and I'm judging you based on your ribs.
Okay. The Powerball jackpot has reached $1.4 billion U.S. dollars.
Hey-o.
That is the biggest since Oregon's record win last April. You may remember that.
I do remember that.
That was the old bro who up in North Portland who won $1.3
billion. I don't have my ticket yet. I got to get that on the way. Because the drawing's at what, 8?
I don't know. You better hurry. I thought they closed it at 7 and then the drawing was 8. Did at they? 8.
Note to self.
I don't know.
Got to contact the BTJ.
Not a lottery player.
Yeah, I play, like, as I mentioned, I play a couple times a year. Only when it gets to the point where I could actually do something with my $1 billion.
Yeah, that guy, Charlie Safin. He and his wife and his friend, $1.3 billion. They were at Plaid Pantry in Northeast Portland.
You know what's crazy is I think the payout on this, what did you say it was?
1.4.
I think the payout is like 400, it's like $440 million. And then you cut that in half with taxes.
They just basically trip a billion off of it?
Yeah.
Like, how can they do that?
Because you take the lump sum as opposed to the annuity.
Well, take the annuity then.
You can over 30 years, but you actually make more money if you just took the couple hundred million and invested.
Well, you could. You could also lose it.
Yeah. I will. There is something.
It's not a guarantee.
There is something to be said. What's a $1.4 billion over 30 years? What is that per year that you're getting?
Well, let's take a look.
Yeah, take a look at that.
Now, you want that. We'll not talk about taxes.
$1.4 billion, what are you getting? Because they do it over 30 years.
$46.7 million per year.
And maybe you just take the annuity.
Just take the annuity.
Right?
Dude, the first year payment, I'm good. And then it's like, wait, I get 29 more of these?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with all that.
That's kind of crazy when you think about that.
So get out there and play that lottery.
Oh, so now that it's 1.4, okay, so the payout I saw was from maybe a drawing or two ago. They're saying this lump sum payment is about $600 million.
Okay. They're still chopping $800
million off of it. They're still
chopping
$800 million off of it.
For no reason.
Well, that's $600 million, and then it's actually, and then you chop off another 40% in taxes.
Yep.
So you're actually taking home...
Once again, it's not even worth it.
No, you're taking home, what, three and some change? You're taking home maybe $350 million off a $1.4 billion jackpot?
What are the odds Portland would get back-to-back billion-dollar jackpots?
I don't think it... It's
well, it wouldn't be back-to-back, but like back-to-back years.
I don't know. They say the odds are to win is 1 in 292.2 million.
But then you're saying in Portland again?
Yeah.
You know?
So maybe I buy the ticket in Washington.
Yeah, I would. Or maybe drive to Pocatello or something.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Maybe a better odds there.
Yeah. 292 million year chances. Yeah, good luck with that.
If you wonder why I don't play.
Yeah, that right there.
It would be that.
But someone right now is buying a ticket saying you got to play to win. And eventually someone is going to win.
That's right. Someone may already hold it and they don't even know it.
That is crazy. I mean, that's kind of the fun thing. When we play a handful of times a year when it gets to this. And that's why it's $2, and it's $2 of a fun little, for about 6 hours, you get to talk with your family about what you would do if you won a billion.
Well, and it's kind of fun to check the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, you go looking at them, and then you're like instantly depressed.
I don't even check. I just look and see if anyone won.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you, how do you, well, like, you could have won a smaller prize.
They'll tell you if, you know, did anyone win.
No, I know, but you could have won a smaller prize. They're not going to tell you that. You have to check the ticket.
But they will. They'll tell you the number, the five numbers were drawn in a certain state. They know when the numbers are drawn. They know where that ticket was sold.
Well, yeah, but I there's still smaller prizes could win.
I think there's only the, I think if you match all five or you match all five in the Powerball. I don't.
That's
think
it?
That's it. Yeah. And you win $1 million for winning and for matching all five numbers.
What a ripoff. Here's the sports news you can use. Oregon State football is set for a neutral site matchup with BYU in Las Vegas.
Sorry, Beavs. You're about to catch that kitten ass whooping.
They will meet at Allegiant Stadium, home of the Raiders, in 2028. That will be on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And then, so they canceled their game in Corvallis, which was for 2028.
Yeah.
They were doing a home and home.
And now they'll go to Provo the next year, I think.
So they're going to Provo in 2027.
And I'm sure we had to pay them a little bit of cash, right? Out of the Vegas game. I'm sure they got a little bigger slice of the pie.
Oh, I'm just reading through here.
I would assume, because we canceled going to their place.
Yeah, that Las Vegas kickoff classic. I don't know. For some reason, Arkansas and Texas Tech are playing there.
Okay.
2030. Yeah. But that's what this is.
Yeah.
The kickoff classic.
Okay. Nothing says kickoff like Cougs and Beavs. Oh, my. Let's go. Although, you know.
Yeah, pretty underwhelming game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be offensive. But
hey, maybe the Beavs will be rolling by then. Hey, BYU's got a chance to be good. We can spend money now. The Mormons got cash, man. They're spending. Go ask Portland State how that went for them.
Well, kids everywhere, well, not everywhere, but kids up in the Evergreen School District continue to rejoice and party in the streets as they do not have to go to school.
And it's funny because I thought they were back in school. When I walked by there, there's a ton of cars in the parking lot.
Fake news.
Did the teachers have to go and
Well, there's a strike.
No, but not the teachers.
It's classified workers.
Yeah, it's the staff, lunch ladies and all that. I thought this was resolved because when I walked through, a lot of cars at the high school.
A lot of people are saying it's not resolved.
Fake news.
First day of school for Evergreen School District still up in the air. as the strike continues. More on that next on The Fan. All right, this is In the News for September 3, 2025. Your noted newsman here. Thank you.
We have an update from the school strike.
Yeah.
The reason why I saw the cars, my guy here says his son goes to Mountain View. Extracurricular activities like sports
are happening. Yeah.
So,
well, they also said that I think teachers have now kind of joined in. Mm-hmm. So what happened was the first day of school up at the Evergreen School District was supposed to be August 26th.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
But they pushed that back to today, thinking they could get a deal done with the para-educators.
Wrong.
Bus drivers, maintenance staff. And they did not. They did not. No. So they say they're now going to be sending out a message to people at 4 p.m. every day about the next day's schedule. Yeah. You know, like... Yeah. What they're doing.
Is there an update? We're all waiting to see whether or not they will be.
Yeah. So you have.
I'm guessing the kids think this is phenomenal.
Union. Oh, yeah. What a magical summer.
4 p.m. every day is going to be the best or worst day of the summer going on.
Although, is it one of those, like, I know they built in some funky days, but does this push the end of the school year off?
You know, they always used to say, like, oh, we'll make it up, at, you know, yeah. And then they just sort of like, yeah, they throw away those days. Like, forget about it.
Nuts to this.
And we wonder why our kids are dumb.
But don't they lose, like, funding if they don't make up the days? Oh, so yeah. They, like, have to try to?
I think they sort of half-ass try make them up. Remember, and I'm sure a teacher is going to get mad at me here.
I remember a couple years ago, I think they added, I want to say when my kids, something happened with my kids, and they added, like, an extra 20 minutes on to each day.
It was COVID.
Was it COVID?
That was COVID.
Yeah, they added some extra time on, which was, like, the biggest.
But then we talked to the kids about what that meant. And I remember my kid was in school at that time, and he was like, yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. My kids are out of school.
They're not doing anything.
I don't know what to tell you. All I know is when I walk by the damn high school every day, there's a bunch of people there. I assumed it was bad. Turns out it's fake news. But I find it interesting that you can still play sports and like go to like, I don't know, like the Happy Hands Club, but you don't actually have to go to school.
It's called sports.
Also, there is a follow-up from Lottery Bro, who is saying there are tons of prizes, including... You could win as little as $4 for the Powerball if you just get the Powerball number and no other numbers. So there are tons of prizes. So you've probably thrown away billions
or
just in throwing away your tickets and not checking.
Or an extra $6 occasionally.
Could get your money back.
That's true. It's true.
It's like a push in a sports bet.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's
well,
like,
you don't lose. I don't know if I have my old... Because I played like what it was like a week ago. Maybe I need to go check those numbers.
You should.
I do... Every now and then when you go in there and you see the lottery guy like or gal in front of the machine, dude, it's crazy.
Checking the tickets?
Well, they're checking all the tickets. They got stacks of them. They have all their scratches. Dude, there's people that like really get into the lottery. And those people...
They got systems and stuff.
I feel for you. That's a rough hobby.
Well, days after a special legislative session was convened in order to pass the funding bill for the state's transportation system. Remember, I was telling you yesterday on In the News, as your noted newsman, as I'm obligated to do. The Senate was to vote on the transportation bill today.
To take even more money out of our pockets?
The state Senate vote has been rescheduled to later in September due to an illness of a Democratic lawmaker.
What? One person got the trots and we have to push the boat back?
Thanks a lot, Fauci.
Can I ask too, like, really, how sick are you that you can't vote? Like, what? We can't, like, you can't push a button? Do you have to be there in person to, like, raise your hand? Is it really that hard?
Yeah, why don't they just, I mean, I don't know how seriously, Ellie, it's Chris.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Gorsuch?
Yeah.
He will be back on September 17th. Can't they just, like, short of him being in a coma, they just call him up and be like, hey.
It's kind of my thing. Like, we just call you on the phone. We got to Zoom.
What do you think?
Chris, from your deathbed, yay or nay, you do like the gladiator, like thumbs up, thumbs down sort of thing? It really doesn't seem like something you need to push this vote back 2 weeks to do. Especially when you know it's going to pass. You even had the bro yesterday that was like, I don't want to do this, but I have to because we need $1 billion, so screw you.
So legislative rules require all members must be in attendance in the chamber and on the roll call in order to vote. There is an exception in the Senate which requires unanimous consent, but that is unlikely to happen.
Interesting.
It doesn't say what's wrong with the poor fella.
Yeah. Well, again, minus being on your deathbed, cast the damn vote, Chris. Yay or nay. 2 weeks, someone likes the attention. Someone just has to be super special. Now I'm going to probably feel terrible because the dude's like probably going through like cancer treatment or something.
Well, they said
that I'm going to feel like a real ass.
The Senate President, Rob Wagner, said that the leadership had remained in contact with Gorsuch and his team while he recovered from complications of back surgery and that he understood that it would be unsafe for Gorsuch to be away from medical care. So. Any thoughts on that?
Really? Thoughts? Oh, yeah. Vote. Vote, Chris.
Bring your medical team and get your ass in there.
How far did he have to travel? His medical...
Well, he's from Gresham. So, they're in Salem.
Really? So you need your...
45 minutes.
You need your medical team to be with you for 45 minutes?
Sounds like it.
Like you can't be away from your medical team.
Are you calling shenanigans here?
This all seems a bit kind of like, Chris is a bit of a dandy here. That's all I'm saying. Drama queen.
Snowflake.
I can't be away from my medical team for the 45-minute drive to Salem. There's no one that can drive you, Chris. You don't have anyone. You can't catch an Uber down there to vote on $1 billion.
That would hurt.
$1 billion bill.
What if he hits a bump? Hurts that back. We've all had back surgery. Well, maybe you haven't, but yeah. I haven't.
Get yourself a little donut on there.
Imagine that sucks.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
There's your In the News, September 3, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com, challenging the NFL narratives, next on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.